I picked up a couple myself.
There's Hondo, and then a little bit further on is a little place called Cuba. Hondo actually means deep. Hondo, it's Spanish.
Oh.
Hondo, deep. Hondo Creek, you know, the deep creek.
I see. You mentioned cantaloupes just then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you raise cantaloupes in this area?
Well, right here locally, very few people just for home use, but now around the western part of the county, well, it's really in Uvalde County, raises quite a few of them. And I think down below Divine, they raise quite a few of them.
Yeah. Is there any other type of melon that's grown in this area?
Well, the regular watermelon. There are several different varieties of those. They grow. It's quite a money crop.
If you
can get in on the early market.
All right. Do the watermelons come in different colored meats?
Yeah, primarily red, but there is a yellow one, yellow meated. And seem like there's two species of the yellow. One tastes more or less, has a little pumpkin taste. Mm. The other one tastes like red meated melon, and they're actually really sweeter.
I've been trying to find out from everybody I've talked to whether there's any way of telling what color meat you have without cutting into it. Do you have any idea?
No, I don't think, unless by the color of the watermelon, you know, there's striped ones and so on. Some watermelons, you know, just have a gray color. Others are totally green.
Right.
But there are yellow-meated melons that are striped, like what they call a rattlesnake. They call that melon, at least some of them. There might be different species of those striped, too. And it could be if a person that specializes in watermelon might be able to tell by the type of striping, you know.
I see.
But I couldn't.
Since you mentioned rattlesnakes, let me go ahead and ask you about different kinds of snakes you have in this area.
Well, of course we have the rattlesnake. And they're primarily from here south. The northern part, there are not too many. On my ranch, I've only killed 3 rattlesnakes in 15 years.
Hmm.
And I had Mexicans that cut cedar, you know, on the cedar probe. But cedar is obnoxious. It's nothing eats it. And it just kills out a lot of grass stuff. And it was during the spring of the year, and if I'd had any rattlesnakes, they would have found them. But they only found one rattlesnake.
Hmm.
Most of them are from here on down, on what we call the Wahia Hills, where he is a brush we have. That's also Spanish. And clear on down south. And there's some big rattlesnakes. Sometimes in the fall of the year, you dry these pavements, you find the rattlesnakes on the pavement because their pavement got warm. And during nighttime, of course, the earth chills, but the pavement stays warm,
right.
And they go there for the warmth.
Hmm.
And these are especially obsolete pavements. They find quite a few of them. Then we have what we call a bull snake, which is non-venomous. Rattlesnake and the coral snake, or the king snake. I always get them confused.